Okay. Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for your area. How are you today?
I'm good.
Excellent. That's good to hear. I'm just going to pull up a few notes really quick here so that way you can catch me up to speed on the call there. In the meantime, did you have any questions regarding on our program or how it works?
No.
Okay. Kind of get the whole lay down then, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm speaking with Carla, is that right?
Yes.
Beautiful. It's a pleasure meeting you, Carla. Again, my name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. So pretty much, you know, you kind of got the lay down of what we're doing here. Unless, did you have previous experience? I see that on the notes here, you guys used Angiesen before, or are you guys currently using them now?
Yeah, we're currently using them now.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. And how is it working with you guys for right now? Is the leads coming the way you want it to? What's your experience?
We've been getting a little bit of everything. Out of like about 19, 20, we actually done like 3 jobs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Less than 30%. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. Are you guys looking for more profitable job? I mean, obviously you want to get more profit per job, but are you trying to get more leads or more quality leads? Talk to me a little bit, because that's something we really specialize in.
Well, we're just new to the business. We're just trying to build our business, so I'm not sure, like, we do need more leads for sure.
Okay.
She was talking about, so we would come up on Google as one of, like, the first couple listings if they are searching for, like, painting, right?
Yes, yes. So the way that works is because we're a premier Google channel partner, we're able to work a lot more quicker than a lot of other companies out there on the market. So let's say someone, I'll paint the picture for you. Let's say if someone's looking for your services right now, right? If I was a brand new customer, just moved into town, and I want to look something up, the very first thing, first off, everyone's going to say, let's Google it, right? It's just a new age thing there. And pretty much what I would do, I would put in interior painting nearby, right? Interior painters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that right now and see what pops up on there right now and kind of go see what happens from it. Because you guys are in Tucson still, right?
Yeah, we're in Tucson.
Tucson. Is that exactly? I've been seeing their phone this whole time. All right, sorry. All right,
That's
so
okay.
Tucson. So I popped it in there right now. And, I mean, you probably know your competitors out there already more than we do over here. Let me know if you see, if I name out a few that actually sound familiar. We got the Paint Kings. Have you heard of them?
The Paint Kings?
Paint Kings. Like, yeah. Wildcat Painting.
Oh, I heard about Wildcat. I've seen their cars.
Okay, yep. Nelson J. Greer Painting and Contractors. So, there's only a handful of people that can fit on that first page of Google. I mean, let's be honest, no one's going to really look at the second, third, or tenth page. I didn't even know they had that many pages until I started working. So, but
yeah.
Let's say, like, but again, you know, for that example, we make sure that you are on that first page of Google. Now, as long as I'm in the area that you guys want to designate for that proximity, and I'm typing in these keywords or phrases. You guys get up to 50 keywords and phrases to choose from on there, and you can modify it at any time. We're open Monday through Friday. You would have myself as a lead on your account, and you'll have an account management team to back you up as well, too, to go ahead and make any type of modifications for you. So there's always going to be some kind of form of contact to go ahead and make sure we do that. Now, from what I'm seeing already, you guys have a really good reputation. And by doing that already, yeah. I mean, with Angie's on there, you guys have 5 stars. So, but the thing, the only thing though is, like I said, you know, I typed it in real time here, and I'm not popping up your guys's. Do you guys have a website by any chance?
We don't. I'm trying to figure that out to get one also. We're really new. We just, like I said, we just started our business maybe like 2 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm trying to get everything up. It's really hard to, yesterday I tried to get to do a Facebook one. Oh my gosh. I wasn't able to do it. It was just too hard.
Oh no.
I'm not like a computer person, so it's been really hard for us too.
I got you. Well, Carla, you guys are in really good hands. We're not Allstate, but you're in good hands, okay? My manager likes to say it a lot. So the reason I say that too, though, Carla, is because one, we're a one-stop shop where we can help you not only get on the first page of Google, you get up to 60 different directories as well too. So your web presence is going to be on point. I mean, if you feel like your customers will be looking for your services on the yellow pages, if the white pages, the Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, I mean, you name it, we can go ahead and get you guys up on there to help build that traction and that flow. But also, we can help you with website and a business Facebook page and stuff like that as well too. Okay. And we have no contracts here, so we want to make sure that you guys are choosing to be with us each and every month, not because you feel like you're stuck with us, but because we're doing our job, right? I know you mentioned before you're getting about 20 leads, but then you're only getting like three or four that stick, right? Well, here's a kicker for it. I just my personal opinion on this one. You know, are you guys the same on this? Because I helped a lot of customers in the past now, and a lot of them, what they tell me in the previous past is that those customers are being, or those leads are being dispersed with a lot of other competitors. So once they go on like Angie's or Home Advisor, they see all the other competitors that do the same service, and they kind of pick from there. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, I think so. Right.
Yeah, right. So there's like a lot of loops in order for them to find you, right? Well, here's the good news about us. We kick out that middleman. There's no third party. We literally have all the customers talk directly to you. We don't touch them. So that's the beauty part. And we don't have you pay per lead, pay per call, or pay per job either. It's a flat rate month to month. Okay. I'm sure you can see some value behind that so far, right?
Okay.
Yes.
What is your monthly rate on that?
Yeah, let's go over that right now. So everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning. We want to make sure you stick it through to really see its fruition come to play for you and your company and then magic happen, okay? Your pricing will be at a set flat rate. And because you guys are technically you guys fall under the new business rate, we actually have a huge discount for you guys. So the original pricing is $5.99 a month, month to month, with a $2.99 setup fee, right? But because you guys are on the new business rate, you guys are only at $2.99 a month, month to month, and the program comes with a one-time $99 setup fee to cover your programming. So initial investment out the door will be at $3.98 today, and then back again month to month will be at $2.99. And that price never changes, okay? And again, no contracts on that because we want to make sure we earn your business for a long time because we're actually doing what we say we're going to do. Now, that includes, though, everything you guys are talking about and more. So not just helping you guys get on the first page of Google and Bing and also 60 different directories, but we can go up to 50 miles out if you'd like. I mean, I don't know how far you guys like to travel out for your services, but we're very flexible here. And that's also including we call it our client dashboard, right? That's a fully customizable tracking system. So you can not just take our word for it saying, hey, we bring this many leads to you and this is what's working, these keywords working. No. We give you the account login and password, and you guys can see it for yourself. We get rid of spam, robocalls. I'm sure you guys get plenty of those too, right? So,
well, yes.
Yeah, definitely. And I understand. So that's something we take that away for you. And you guys can run your own promotions on there, change the keywords because you know what's working for you. You see what words people are typing in, even know where they're calling from. Like, this thing is pretty intense, okay? And so if you want to run new things and check it out yourself, you're more than welcome to. If you want an account management team to back you up, then we're here for you. There's no additional cost to that. And we get a website included for you, plus your Facebook business page too. All for that at a $2.99 a month. It's a pretty beautiful deal on that one.
Awesome.
Yeah. So is that the price range, something that you guys can comfortably budget?
Since we're just starting right now, It's a little tight.
It's a little tight on there? Is it, now,
yeah.
I want to understand, because I'm the regional pricing director. I'm going to see what I can do to help your business. I don't want to damage the business, right, and hurt it. I want to make sure you guys are taken care of, because, one, I'll be the lead on your account, too. I want to make sure you guys are good. I'll be checking in time to time. So let me ask you this. How far are you guys willing to travel out for your business?
We have gone all the way to Phoenix. We've done a lot of, like, Casa Grande, Gold Canyon. What is that other one? The one with the F that you went to.
Lawrence.
No, the other one.
Okay, Lawrence.
Oh, Hatchie Junction.
That's
where most of our leads are coming from.
Got it. Yeah, so you definitely want to keep in the 50-mile range then.
Yeah, okay.
So is it far as what we can bring to the table, far as the services? Let's go start with this first. Is that everything you guys are looking for? Because it sounds like to me it is a perfect match on that. Website, Facebook as well, too. I know it's a little difficult. Even I have trouble with Facebook myself. So our techs, thank God they do it. But it can get confusing on there. Facebook ads.
I was like, oh, my God.
We're just starting.
I'm trying to get, like, the LLC and...
Beautiful.
I think we got that already. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We were going to go downtown today and see if we have to register with the ROC and what
okay.
we have to do with that. So we're like a
brand new.
Yeah. So we have lots of questions. We don't know, like, so we're just starting and this is
perfect.
I don't know, it's really hard.
No, it's okay, Carla. Don't worry, because we dealt with a lot of new customers that were actually in the same position. And so here, you can tell when I talk to you about this next part here. So again, remember I said that we're very flexible, right? So what I would do is, you know, get the business name, go over everything so that when we start submitting any type of directories, you know, it's all consistent throughout the web. So that way it's not driving customers away. So let's say DNK Painting Services, right? Well, if I spelt it out, D, and then spelt out AND, and then K, that can, people might be like, I don't know if that's the same company. Like, it really does. It happens, you know? So we want to make sure that it's all consistent. That way we can bring the traffic directly to you, okay? Again, we don't talk to your customers. They talk directly through you guys. Now, what we want to also make sure is, though, let's say you guys would get your LLC in the future. That's okay. Then just let our techs know. We'll have a direct line for you guys to talk to them. And you say, hey, listen, we need to put the LLC on there and change that. Perfectly fine. We can go ahead and do that for you. Okay, there's no additional charges on that at all. This flat rate stays the same. It never changes for you, okay? We make sure of that. We even have a voice verification as an added form of protection for you guys to let you know what we say we're going to do, okay? So based off of everything far as the services, you guys, is that pretty on point what we can bring for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Now, Farah, I remember you saying the budget, it's kind of tight.
Yeah.
What can I do to go ahead and help you guys? Because, again, I want to make sure I'm helping you guys. I don't want to make you guys feel like, oh, my gosh, this is scary for us here. And I already know, starting a new business, I have my own side business of myself, and it can be scary in those first couple months. So I hope you hear my sincerity on that one. I feel it, okay? So... What can I do far as, you know, helping you guys out a little bit here? Would it be more of the upfront to get started today, or would it be the monthly on there far as to help you guys out?
I think a little bit of both, just because, like I said, we're just starting, so I'm trying to get, you know,
okay.
the little bit of the jobs that we're getting, we're trying to get, like, our LLC, we're trying to get
yeah.
the insurance, we're trying to put everything together, and it's just really hard, you know, we still have to pay our monthly payments on, you know, house, car, all that stuff.
I got you. Well, how about this? I'm going to really throw a kicker for you. And if this price, if I can get you guys a really good price here, you know, and it feels fair for you guys as well, too. And again, this price doesn't change at all. So once I put it through, that's it, you know. So you know for a fact that I really put in the word for you guys on this one, okay? I have to get it approved on one part, though. So I need to go ahead and I hope you don't, it's not too loud, me typing away. But I'm trying to see about something. So I'm never going to tell you something I cannot do, okay? Okay. I'm going to waste a word on this one. But what I am putting as a request is we're going to drop the price monthly at $249 a month instead of the $299 a month. So that's saving you, what, $50 per month on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm waiting for the approval on this one for the setup fee to go ahead and waive that, okay? And but we're still going to keep all your services that you want, okay? So the website, the Facebook, even Facebook ads for you guys. I don't know if you guys know how that works on there, but pretty much the gist of it is if I go on Google and search in those keywords and I look at your website or, you know, just as an example here, and I'm like, man, I love what they do. I love everything. I see pictures, videos, all this great stuff, but I don't need their services right now. Later down the road, they go on their Facebook. They're going to have your ads right there. And you already know, Marketing 101, the more they see you, the more they're going to go ahead and think about you guys to call first when the time actually comes available for them, right? So that's what we want to make sure to do for you. And I just got through it. Let me read through here. I got this approved here. So that's not only saving you $600 a month, but I'm also waiving off your initiation fee to get started on the setup fee there. Okay, so we're only going to do $249, no setup fee. Again, we'll do voice verification and everything, so that way you guys feel comfortable. Again, we're very transparent. We want to make sure you guys are doing well. And with me doing this for you guys on here, is that enough to say, all right, John, let's give it a shot?
Yeah, I think so.
Beautiful. All right, Carla.
I have a question. So,
yes, please.
We're just starting. I'm not sure about, like, a logo.
Oh, okay.
I just printed out some, like, from a website. I got cards. But I don't know if those cards we can use them, or do I have to like pay for a registration of a logo? I don't know how that works, because I don't want to steal somebody else's logo and then we get sued later. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yes. So I mean, this is for my position at this job. You know, this career here. I'm not expertise on that, but from my own personal experience. I know that you can look up on website – or not website, on Google on there to see a search. There could be a search done to see if it's actually taken. So that I do know. I just don't know exactly where. I don't want to give you advice on things, and that's not part of my job over here. You know what I mean? So it's just from my own experience on there. But listen, I'll be real with you. Even a regular business name, if you change one letter – it makes it a whole other business, right? It could be the same name, just a whole other business. Same thing with a logo on there. I mean, a different color or a little curve, it makes it unique to yours. So just kind of keep that in mind, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And please, on the logo part, once you guys do get that all taken care of, by all means, let us know so that way we can put that up on your website as well, too. Color schemes, things like that. We're going to go over everything, okay? So we'll get you guys going.
Okay.
Now, Carla.
My friend has made an email for us.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she did it right, though, because she just put the D and K. She didn't put the – I don't know if you can even do that, because we have the little – what is this called? The little
– The and sign?
The and sign on it, but I don't know if Google allows that.
Well, let's find out right now. What is the email?
So she did dkpaintingservicesllc.com. DK.
Just no and, right? Just dkpaintingservicesllc.com?
Yeah. But I thought since our name is the and K,
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if we can do an on there. No, because there's a lot of, like, when I look up, there is a lot of that. So I don't want it to, I want the and on there.
Yeah, and then is it at gmail.com, at AOL.com, Yahoo? What is it at, though?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's Google, because you just put .com, which is weird. I thought
yeah.
it would say at, you know, it would say at Yahoo or Google or whatever. Which
huh.
I thought was weird. So
that
I'm unsure.
To be honest, I mean, this is completely
I don't know if we
you
have
guys.
To restart everything.
Yeah, I mean, far as a web, an email, DK Painting Service LLC is not bad at all. That's my personal opinion. I mean, if I was brand spanking new, didn't know anything, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to email them because that's the best way to contact you for me.
Uh-huh.
DK is perfectly fine. I mean, that I would
okay,
I would kind
so
of assume
David,
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. That's
I wasn't
what,
sure
that's my
since
personal.
Our name is the NK. I
yeah.
wasn't sure if we needed to add that, you know,
gotcha.
And part. But I mean, they already did it, I guess.
Well,
but
here's the thing.
To be like,
I popped it in our system for the email address because we do have to do a few things through your email right now. That one's not valid. Just going off with that. So I don't know if it's got to be at Gmail, at Yahoo, something like that. So I don't know which one she put, though.
Well, I did Google yesterday on my laptop, I mean on the computer, and I put K at DK Painting Services, LLC.com, and it did open it up, but then I wasn't sure how to get into the DK Painting Services LLC, because it makes me look like I'm like
oh, no.
the head person, and then I have my husband James as like under that like he has his own, but then I don't know how to get into like, and then on top it says DK Painting Service LLC.com.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's a lot.
But
of different
I don't know if
here.
That even exists. Like I'm not sure. She did it for us, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. If this is my opinion on it, I think you guys should make a brand new email, a business email, strictly for your business on there, and we can go ahead and link that when you guys do. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, just go to Google and make a new account on there and play around with the names on there so that way you can see what works best for you guys that you feel comfortable with. Because at the end of the day, I can give you all the opinions in the world, right? But I'm not you guys, right? And I don't have the expertise in your field. So, for example, if I built your website myself, I would just build a regular website from my own experiences. It may not be your type of field and bring out who you guys are and what you do, right? So same thing with your email. You know, if you guys feel like this is not the right email, then by all means, make the right one. Why not? You know, you guys are early in the business, in the game, to make these modifications so that way we can make it happen. Yeah, so I mean, for our end, it takes 5 to 7 business days to go ahead and get that dashboard and your directories all submitted. Okay, so it gives you a little time to go ahead and get that logo going, make sure you guys get, you know, emails right and all that, so that way we can go ahead and add it up on there for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, now the actual website, it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days, so we move pretty darn quick, okay, to get that done. They'll go over the content with you. They'll go over your color scheme. If you want to add testimonials on there, which I highly suggest, I mean, everything like that. So they really do well. But Carla, I'm going to need to go ahead and move forward with the process a little bit here. So I'm going to confirm a few things. Now, Carla, you're the owner of the business, or are you guys partner with you and someone else, or?
I'm the owner.
Okay, owner. And Carla, how do you
and
spell out your name?
My husband's my slave.
Oh, yeah. All right. And Carla, do you spell it with a K or with a C?
With a K.
Carla, perfect. And then how do you spell your last name, Carla?
Montijo.
Tijo. How do you pronounce that? I don't want to mess it up.
Montijo.
Montijo. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Sorry. Is it with a J-A or J-O?
J-O.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then what's an email I can send this invoice and future conversations with our tech and everything, because they may contact you other ways. What's a different email we can use that you can log into right now?
It is QUIJADA.KARLA@yahoo.com.
KARRLA?
No, it's going to be Quijada.Farila@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So what I'm going to do is set up a tech call with you guys. It doesn't have to be today. It could be tomorrow, whichever makes it most convenient for you guys. All we ask is for an hour window for our techs to go over all the content with you and build a website and things like that. Now, it may be a lot quicker and smoother depending on how much questions you have with them, for them and stuff, okay? I'm going to send you a Google Calendar invite in just a moment. Give me a second here. And let's see. What day do you guys have available this week to go ahead and go over that with them?
And this is to build to start the website?
Everything. They're going to go over all the stuff. They're just going to – it'll be quick. Like, they're like, okay, what would you like to use, you know, with pictures and stuff like that, questions or anything like that too. And then they're going to start working on it from there on. So I'm going to give them a lot of information to before they call you, so that way they're not starting from scratch, okay? It's an hour window to talk, so it's not like it's a whole hour to talk. But I just want to make sure you set aside, because they're going to call from an 877 number. It's not a spam call. It's your direct line, so make sure you save that number when they call you. We have openings pretty throughout the day on tomorrow. I don't know if you guys have time tomorrow, though.
I wanted my husband to be here.
Okay.
What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday?
Thursday already.
Can we do maybe Friday? That way I just have more days to try to get more info for you.
No worries.
We're gonna go downtown and see what else we need to do. Like I said, we're just brand new, so I don't even know where to start.
Don't worry.
I'm overwhelmed with everything that we need to do to get it started, because you know, we're depending on our business to live and pay our normal bills.
I totally get you.
We both let go of our jobs to start this. And, it's a little overwhelming right this second.
Don't worry. I'm glad you guys were talking with you right now then, because we're going to help your business grow in the right way too. You're going to see these calls coming through. Trust me, okay? So what time on Friday we can go ahead and set that up then?
What time do you have available?
Pretty wide open. Except for let's see. Cause we're based in, Fountain Valley, California, right? So let's see. It's about, you guys are 2 hours ahead. Would you feel more comfortable in the morning or evening?
It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter? Okay. All right. Okay, how about this? We'll go with 10 o'clock. Is that okay?
Okay.
10 a.m.?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do 10 a.m., and then I'm going to go ahead because, let's see. Probably 8 a.m. for them. All right. Because right now, you guys are what? Coming up to 11 o'clock right now? Is that right?
No, we're actually, it's 8:53.
Oh, get out of here. It's 8:53. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm all off. Oh, okay. So we'll be, I don't know why I'm thinking you guys are at different times. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. So 8:53.
What time are you guys right now?
8:53.
Oh, you guys are the same time?
CST, oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know why I thought you guys were Mountain Time for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird because I think our times don't change, but on our phones it changes all the time.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay, cool. All right, so we'll do PST time, okay, at 10 o'clock. All right?
Okay.
I'm going to send this over to that email. And they're going to call the number I'm talking to you on right now, okay? The 520.
Oh, they're going to call on this number? So
yep.
I have a, let me see what number I have. I have a 520-216-4525.
Okay, is that the number that you would like your customers to contact, though, or no?
Over my, no, this is the number that you're calling me from.
Oh, no, I mean, like, sorry, I'm in the zone there. So, I mean, we're going to contact you from an 877 number. It's a direct number for you, though. So when they do call you on Friday, just make sure you know that's 877 number. It won't be from mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will it say local?
It may not. I don't know. Some customers say that it did. Sometimes it didn't. It's just up in the air on that. Yes. But they will call you from the 877 number in that time frame, from that 1 hour there, and then they'll call this number here that I'm talking to you on right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, Carla, I'm going to send this the number there. Let me see. Just one more time. How? I like to triple-check everything. Sorry. Just making sure. Okay, I just sent it to your email that you gave me.
My email?
Yep, your yahoo.com one. And then it should be a Google Calendar. You just want to confirm, hit yes for me.
So it says yes, no, maybe, and more options. Is that where I put yes?
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
It says Google 400, that was an error. The servers cannot process the request because it was modified. It should be repaired.
Okay. That's the first. Hit refresh for me. Let's try that one more time.
Okay. So I guess delete that one, right?
Don't delete it, just refresh it. Yeah, let's see what happens, because I'll be able to send it again, yeah.
Yep, I get the same thing.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, no, it accepted. It went through.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I got it. Yep, thank you. Okay. And now I want to make sure, confirm the business name and everything, because I want to make sure it's consistent when we put it up, okay? So all the directories will be the same. So I have the letter D. We space it out with the and sign. Space it out with the K. And then painting and services. As of right now, no LLC, right?
Well, we did get approved for that.
You did? Oh, okay.
But I want to go downtown. Okay. I want to go downtown to make sure it is approved. Because when I submitted it, yesterday, it said approve on there.
Okay. Well, you know what? At that point, I mean, you're definitely doing the LLC, right? Just making sure.
Yes. We applied for it.
Yes. Okay. Just making sure. So I'm going to put LLC then because, you know, again, it takes 5 to 7 days to get that directory submitted. I think that's more than enough time right there for you. And you're going to go in that direction anyway. So that'll be perfect. Perfect timing, I think. How do you feel about
that? And then the D and the K, I did caps.
In caps. I got it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the business address, we don't have to put your guys' business address on Google, but we just need a physical address for Google per Google guideline, though. What address would you like to put?
We're using our address because we're doing it from home, but, yeah, like I I wouldn't want it to be for people to know that. Just
exactly, yeah.
Okay, so it is 6414 South Sunrise Valley Drive.
Valley Drive. Tucson. 85706?
Yes.
Okay.
For Tucson, Arizona.
I can't believe I've been saying this wrong. I'm so embarrassed. No one corrected me
either.
What?
A lot of people say it that way. A lot of people say it that way, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're not the first one. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lord, because I'm like, man. So embarrassing.
No, no, you're fine.
All right, all right. And then I'm going to go ahead and go over a few little things here so that way, again, everyone is on the same page. Now, the card that we'll be using today, Carla, does it have a middle initial or anything, or is it just say Carla Montijo?
Let me check.
Okay.
It does have a middle name.
A middle name? Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
All right. And what is the middle name?
Vanessa.
Can you spell it out for me?
V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
Okay, beautiful. Oh, that was easy. Okay. I haven't spelled that so many different ways now. Now, let's go over the services that you would like to be found for. Some keywords. Again, you don't have to get them, all of them to me right now if you don't want to. But if you want to, that's not great. I got you. But I just want to at least give these guys some kind of edge so that way on Friday they know what's going on and they already have a lot of services you offer. They don't have to go over everything and take too much of your time. So what would you like to be found for? What's some services you like to provide for them?
Painting. Oh, my God.
Obviously painting. okay.
Painting.
Okay.
Interior or exterior painting. That's keywords where they put it in, right?
You got it. Yes, ma'am. And exterior. Painting. Okay.
What else? Cabinet.
Maybe or anything. You know what I mean? Like, you could choose any type of stuff. So we want to make sure it's found. They're finding you for the right stuff, though. I don't want them finding you for things that you're like, I don't want to spend time on that, and it's not going to make me that much money either. So we want to make sure to help you in that sense. Okay. You said cabinetry?
What did you say called?
Repair?
People painting on cabinets?
Okay.
Repainting.
Repainting cabinet
like
repaint?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here. Do you guys maybe want to put in like trying to figure out other things? It's pretty spot on so far, but you guys have like until Friday, write some things down together. If there is more you would like to add, let them know. I'm going to put a note right now just in case to say you may want to go ahead and add more keywords, okay?
Okay.
All right, got that there. Okay. And we have you scheduled for Friday. Moving quickly. Thank you for your patience.
No, thank you.
Ma'am. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to make sure to let them know you want a business page, a Facebook page. And then we're building you also the website. So I'm going to make sure to put that there. You guys don't own a domain yet or anything, do you? I have to ask. If you don't know what it is, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's okay. You're
okay.
Fine.
Do not.
Okay.
But we would like
trust me,
to
it's a headache. Oh my God, it's a headache. You would know.
okay.
All right. I'm going to make sure you guys get your tracking system and also your Splash Call app as well, too, okay? So we're making sure that you guys are all taken care of. You guys want to go, do you have any zip codes that you know off the top of your mind or top of your head right now that we like to conquer as far as the services you provide?
Looking at houses, those were some of the zip codes.
Okay, let me make sure I have it right. I got 85706, 857, is it 52 or 052?
56.
Okay. Wait, that's a little too many numbers. I got 85756. There you go. That's what it was. Okay. And then the other one was 46. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me. 85703.
Okay.
Let me write them down the way.
85756. 85756. There's like 50 in Tucson.
Okay,
let's do. We'll make it easy for them then. Let's do this. How much mileage would you say from Tucson? Like a 50-mile radius, right? About 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to keep these targets on as far as your zip codes and then also say 50 miles from Tucson. How? That way make it easier. We're not typing out every zip code in the area. It's a lot. Now, as far as your hours and operations, what would you like to be found for?
The hours. What hours do you want them to put on there?
And days.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Okay.
Monday through Friday? No, Monday through Saturday. My bad.
Monday through Saturday. That's okay. Yep. And now, for payment structure, do you guys want a PayPal integration, Venmo type of thing, or how do you guys accept payment from your customers?
Right now, yeah, we do Zelle, checks, cash. We haven't got – that's as far as we've gone.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, as long as we have it on there for you. Would you guys like a PayPal integration on there or no?
Is that like an extra charge or something?
Me knowing myself from my own side business on there, PayPal, the way it works is they can't tax it. So that's an extra tax on there. So if you guys don't use it and you're like, you want to save more money on there and Zelle, because Zelle is not taxing that. And then obviously you guys already know how to run with check and cash. But if you want to try to save the money, stick with the ones that you have right now, I would say.
Okay, let's stick with that.
Okay. And again, it's flexible. So if you guys want to add that in the future, you're more than welcome to, okay?
Okay.
Right. We have that. Pow, pow, pow. Okay, we're almost done, I promise.
Okay. No, it's fine.
All right, let me make sure this is here.
you want to stick with that logo we got? Do we modify it a little bit? I just don't want to get sued later on tonight.
Okay, I'm going to make sure extra note here because I remembered that you guys don't want to show your physical address on Google there. I put it in big caps there, but just in case, remind the tech on Friday, okay?
Okay. A P.O. box?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we could show that on Google, yeah. But we have, per Google guideline, we need an actual physical address on our end over here, but we won't show that address, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I want to make sure, I'm going to triple check a few things right now to make sure the pricing does not charge anything further, okay?
Okay.
We're only doing $249 today, and it's monthly. After that, the same day, on $249. There's no additional fees, okay? I promise.
Okay. So every, let me check what today is.
Every 21st.
Every 21st or 23rd?
No, 21st.
I don't know the number today.
Yeah.
21st.
And then let me go here, refresh it. And then the card that we're going to be using today, is it a Visa, American Express, MasterCard?
It is a Visa. It's a Visa.
Thank you. And it's the same address that we have for the billing, right? The 6414?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is 4414-8200-0324-0234.
Wow. That's a lot of the same numbers. Okay.
I know. I just realized that right now. I was like, okay. I was repeating myself.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I hesitated a little bit, but it's okay. We got it. What is the expiration date?
0625.
Okay. And the security code?
528.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm not going to charge it right now. I'm going to go over one more thing for you before we make a charge, okay? This is that added form of protection for you guys, that voice verification I was telling you about, okay? All right.
Okay.
So if for any reason you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and say, hey, John, can you elaborate a little bit on this? I have a question. I'd be more than happy to answer for you. In the meantime, answer as clear as possible, and we'll get started, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outlined the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
D&K Painting Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
I'm Carla Montijo, and I am the owner.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are authorized user in the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for a second. So, Carla, if you for any reason, someone's trying to say their Local Splash asking for more money, please do not pay them. This is your rate, and it's concrete, okay? If anything weird like that comes across, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure you guys are taken care of. All right, I'm going to continue here. All right, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. That's talking about the text. Don't worry. So when they ask questions, what to add on there, just let them know.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 20th, or 21st. I'm sorry. I'm going to restart that. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 21st in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, the 21st of the month, in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. And it's going to send you a text message and an email to that same email there. I'm going to let you know in just a second. It'll be our last step for you.
And you said you have an app?
Yeah, we're going to get you an app and everything.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All of this is included, and it's going to be in there for you, okay? You'll see the breakdown, all of it. Now, there should be an email that's sent out to you. It says invoice. You see that anywhere?
Nope, I haven't got it yet.
Should be a little bit. Give it a minute or so. Yeah. But when you're in there, I'll have everything we spoke about as well, too. I'll have my extension number as well as my phone number, everything. Okay? I want to make sure you guys always have some form of contact there. It should came through now, though.
Okay. Is it like a text message?
Well, it should be a text message and an email. We're going to go to the email one, though.
I did get a text message. Okay.
Beautiful.
Now I got it.
Awesome. Now, in that email, it'll say somewhere terms of experience or click here for terms and conditions. Do you see that anywhere?
I got 2 of them. Let me check the other one. Oh, okay. Click here to accept the terms.
You got it. Yep. Click that for me. And we're going to spell out, it should be in the very bottom there. You're going to do an electronic signature, your full name, and the date.
Okay. And the date. All right, and then I got, a username?
Yes, so when it takes you there, that means you're done. So that way, the techs are going to, when they talk to you on Friday, they're going to build that for you with you, okay?
Okay, so I don't do nothing?
Don't do anything further from there. You got it. So I wanted to say this. Carlo, welcome to the family over here at Local Splash. I cannot wait to see some reviews and see this and hear this success story from your business. Congratulations on everything. I will check in time and time, so I'm not going to be like, all right, bye. So time and time, I will check in. Yes, and you always have me as an email or a phone call. I'm a phone call away, okay? We're open Monday through Friday, so you always have the text to talk to you guys as well, too. But I want to make sure, in the end, that you guys are doing really well, so let me know, okay?
What is your direct number, just so I have it?
Yes, okay, so
it's going to be... Is it the 520-216-4525?
No, here, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I am.
Okay, it's 877-635. 6225. And my extension is 3736.
Extension 3737?
3736.
36. Okay, so 877-635-6225, extension 37. 3-6.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
All right, you guys. Well, hey, again, welcome to the family over here. We'll stay in touch. Text will call you on Friday, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
You're welcome, you guys. You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.